Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted you're with us. I want to remind you, if you miss any part of today's show or any show, if the show was in the last year, you'll find it podcast at travelers411.com. And we simultaneously archive every show. So you can go back to 2002 when we first went on the air and find the most amazing, unique, and historic reference library told in the first person by our guests, who are truly the experts in their field. Folks that deliver the products and services that make the travel industry work. And, you know, we're getting into some complicated issues later today. If you have to leave us anytime in the next 3 hours, you can find us streaming live at TuneIn Radio online. You can find us streaming live at sabrams.com. Go in the right-hand sidebar under, it's a dark blue box, you'll see, says on-air quick links. And you'll see Travel with Stephanie Abrams. Scroll down and click on Listen Live, I think is what it says. It's either Listen Now or Listen Live. I think it's Listen Live. Just click. You'll know what it is because it says Listen Live Sundays, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So here's what we're going to do today. Later today, you know, it's become a big fad for people to rent out their apartments or their homes to other people, a la Airbnb. And once you take money for somebody to come and stay in your place, unlike giving the keys to your cousin or a best friend or something, where you just loan it to them, when you actually have a commercial exchange involved, and they're paying you for the purpose, your normal renter's insurance or homeowner's insurance is negated, voided, because the insurance you took was for a residential property that's now being used as a commercial property. Even if you, you know, take $20 for one night, you just voided pretty much your insurance policy. So if somebody gets hurt, somebody does you terrible damage, they leave and take your best china with them, you're going to find yourself in an ugly place you don't want to be. But there is a way to get around that. And the way to get around that, we're going to talk with Laura Adams in the third hour, who is the senior insurance analyst for insurancequotes.com. It's something that you really should pay attention to, because more and more people are either doing it or thinking about doing it. So this will give you some good insights. And in the next hour, we're going to be talking about a press release I read put out by the Cayman Islands, who rejoiced with the wonderful job they were able to do fixing a 5-place break in the arm of an injured visitor, a Canadian visitor in the Cayman Islands, who broke her arm, turned out in 5 places. And I was disturbed. It's wonderful. There are great physicians. They have a wonderful hospital, according to them. I have no reason to refute any of that. But the way the press release was written, it kind of sounded like they frightened this woman into staying in the Cayman Islands to get the job done by indicating that if she flew home, she would risk a blood clot that could endanger her life. I am told by a medical expert that's not entirely true. In fact, it's not true. That's the way it was placed. And that medical expert, Dr. Bruce Berkowitz, an orthopedic surgeon at a very big hospital in Florida who has been a guest many times, he is a leading orthopedic surgeon to talk about the realities of being injured and what the injury is and whether or not it's a good idea to stay where you are or go home to your local physician. And you really should go and listen to that. In a couple of days, you will find it by Wednesday, both podcast and archived at sabrams.com and travelers411.com. But today we have coming up Bill Miller, who is a vice president with MedJet. And MedJet is a medical evacuation membership company. They will provide, based on need, an air ambulance, basically, a hospital room on wheels with nurses, technicians, whatever is required in order to safely transport an injured member of MedJet to their home hospital. If hospitalization is required at the destination. So instead of doing that, get yourself home where you belong. So, and we're going to be talking about that and get his opinion. So between Dr. Bruce Berkowitz yesterday and Bill Miller today, you've got a nice rounded picture. But this hour, I'm taking you off to have some fun. Because I have been trying for more than a dozen years to get Dr. Tim Campbell, who those of you who are frequent regular listeners know, is the executive director of the St. Patrick Center in County Down, Downpatrick, Ireland. And I've been trying to get him to come and visit us here in Massachusetts. And I finally succeeded in making that happen. And he's here with us in our studio. How glorious is that? We're going to talk with him right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The 2016 Tanglewood season continues now through September 3rd, offering a wide spectrum of programs with the Boston Symphony and the Boston Pops Orchestras. Andras Nelsons, Keith Lockhart, John Williams, and internationally renowned guest artists from the worlds of classical, jazz, the American songbook, Broadway, pop, rock, dance, and film, and theatrical presentations. Tickets are on sale now at tanglewood.org.
I am so happy to have Dr. Tim Campbell, Senior Leprechaun, at the St. Patrick Center in Downpatrick, County Down, Northern Ireland, with me in my studio. He has been on a whirlwind tour of the U.S., visiting chapters, clubs of Friends of St. Patrick that the St. Patrick Center has been instrumental in creating. Welcome.
Hi, Stephanie.
It's a pleasure to have you here, sir.
It's lovely to be here.
So what states have you been in before arriving in Massachusetts?
Well, I've been on the go, as you say, for a couple of weeks. I started in Minnesota at the Irish Festival there. Then I went to Phoenix, where it was very, very hot for an Irishman. And then I went from there to the Irish Cultural Center, which is a wonderful facility in downtown Phoenix.
Is it Phoenix and Tucson, or just Phoenix, that were founded by John O'Connor, an Irishman traveling about with the conquistadors in Mexico in the late 1500s?
Do you know, I don't know. I think that Tucson is an older city than Phoenix.
And I'm pretty sure that, and there's a strong Irish community there. Mm. And it traces its history back to John O'Connor coming over with the the Spanish conquistadors.
I did get a chance to go to Prescott.
You guys get around.
Yeah, we do. We do. And I got a chance to go to Prescott, which was the state capital before Phoenix. And it's a beautiful part of the world, what a really, but very, very hot. So from there, I went to Milwaukee to the Irish Festival, Milwaukee Irish Festival, the biggest Irish festival in the world. And from there, I came to Albany. And from Albany, you collected me and we crossed the mountains. And now we're in wonderful Western Massachusetts.
And headed into Boston so I could introduce you to some colleagues, some SCAL members of the Boston chapter, to which I belong, a professional organization of leaders in the travel industry globally. You know, you said just said something that reminded me. You know, the people in Milwaukee are very clear about being the largest Irish festival in the world. But I interviewed the head of the Convention and Visitors Bureau of Dublin, Ohio. And they seem to think they are the biggest. And not only that, Dublin, Ohio is themed. The entire town is themed like Ireland year round. You need to go and get a chapter there.
Yeah.
We got to talk about that. So stay with me, everybody. We'll be right back.
Save this date, November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel in Miami Beach, South Beach, Florida, where you'll join Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writers Room, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik, for a Meet the Author chat. Stephanie will read an excerpt of her acclaimed novel, Rumors, do a book signing for those who show up with Rumors in hand, or acquire Rumors at the event. And if you have any travel inquiries, she'll be happy to answer your questions too. See you on November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach, with travel expert and author Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writers Room. Email Stephanie. Let her know you'll be in attendance. Stephanie@sabrams.com. That's Stephanie@sabrams.com. Be there, or they'll start rumors about you.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
A brand new pair of brogues to rot the love of the bogs and fight all the dogs on the rocky road. It's a double of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt ahead and turn her down the rocky road. Turn all the ways to double and make full all the dogs. In Mullingar that night I rest.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have in the studio with us Dr. Tim Campbell, Executive Director of the St. Patrick's Center in Northern Ireland in the town of County Down. Not in the town of County Down, the county of Down in the town of Downpatrick. And one of the things that I have managed to organize for Tim's visit was to meet up with a wonderful group of very active, both Irishmen, some folks born in Ireland who live here in Western Massachusetts, and a bunch of Irish descendants who very much remember on a daily basis their own personal history and their family's genealogy. And you gave a presentation that was just wonderful. I mean, the people in that room were absolutely enthralled, Tim. You did a great job. And as much as I know in my many visits to the St. Patrick Center and to knowing you and to making an effort to learn more, I learned things last night that I didn't know before. And one of them was the derivation of the name of the town, Downpatrick.
Yes, yes. Well, Dun in Irish means fort.
Dun.
Dun, D-U-N. Yes, there are lots of people called
Dun. So you have
Dun
the word like Dunhill. It means Fort Hill?
Yes.
Look
yes,
at that. Yeah. And it's funny, you were saying, when you were trying to explain that concept, and you were saying Dunpatrick, somebody behind me said, Downpatrick. And, you know, you were going to try to explain that Dunpatrick evolved into Downpatrick.
Yes, yes.
That's funny.
So it was the seat of the High King of the northern part of Ireland, the Dun, the great fort. And it still is, actually. There's lots of these forts all over Ireland. People don't know very much about them. Often, we say that in Ireland, every stony acre has a name. We've got townlands for every patch, every square foot of earth in our part of the world has a name. And many of the names are Irish. And if you translate them, you can kind of work out what it means in the landscape. Dun was the fort, and Patrick came there, so it was eventually named after him. Dunpatrick, anglicized to Downpatrick.
Now, you know, for the traveler who wants to follow a St. Patrick trail, one could begin in Downpatrick and work westward or begin in Armagh. And I was really captivated by the little trail that you created. So maybe you can review that because, you know, going to Downpatrick on a mission to visit the St. Patrick Center is a good enough reason, a strong enough and compelling reason to go to that spot in the world. But like going to a mall where you have a primary aim of getting to a certain shoe store. But after you're done with the shoe store, isn't it wonderful you have all these other shops? So, to some degree, if you head to Downpatrick immediately or and then move westward on the St. Patrick Trail or go to Armagh and work eastward with your mission to end up in Downpatrick in County Down at the St. Patrick Center. Either way, it works, and you really have – there was enough there that looked like you could spend a week just doing that.
You could. So you can say start, as you say, in Armagh, the ecclesiastical capital of Ireland. We have a driving trail which runs from Armagh through the border town of Newry, through the beautiful mountains of Mourne, and ends up in Downpatrick. Now, within a mile of the St. Patrick Centre in Downpatrick, as you say, there's many things to do with St. Patrick. The first church in Ireland, the first healing wells in Ireland, the place where St. Patrick is buried, the medieval cathedral of Down, and, of course, the St. Patrick Centre, which tells the story of St. Patrick. So either you can come and you can do the route, the driving route, or you can come and you can stop off at the St. Patrick Centre, which is an ideal location between Belfast and Dublin.
Yeah, I think I've tracked it. If I'm correct, it's 29 miles east. Downpatrick is 29 miles east of Belfast. And again, you have another newer, compelling reason, and where it's now over 4 years old. Can you believe the beautiful Titanic Belfast Center, which is a kind of Walt Disney experience in connecting with real materials, everything from ship plans to China and linens and the recreation of first-class cabins and steerage cabins and of the Titanic. Aside from this iconic building that they built in Belfast, aside from everything that you see and do on the inside, what makes this even more different from and more elevated than the wonderful Titanic exhibits in Branson, Missouri and Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, that were spearheaded by John Jocelyn and his wife, who we've had on as guests many times. They're wonderful, but they're in Tennessee and Missouri. Nothing wrong with that. They're closer to home, maybe, and they do a great job. But the Titanic Belfast Museum, I hate to call it a museum because it really is so much more than that. It's a really interactive experience. You will feel like you were a passenger by the time you get off. By the time you get off the Titanic Belfast, what it has that no other potential Titanic exhibit in the world could have is it is on the site where the ship was built. And, you know, that brings the story to life in a whole different way. So, to get from Belfast to the St. Patrick Center in County Down, it's a right turn for about 29 miles. And yes, it's a lovely drive.
About 30 minutes takes you down. Beautiful drive, as you say.
Yeah. So let's talk for a minute just about the St. Patrick Center itself, and then we're going to take a commercial break and come back and really get into what is inside of the St. Patrick Center. But more importantly, when you have digested all of that and you leave or on your way to get there, let's examine that St. Patrick Trail of what else you can be seeing and doing. And for all of you who are viewing this conversation as a religious conversation, it can be. For all of you who are thinking about, well, what does this have to do with me? Because you don't identify with St. Patrick or even maybe with Christianity. There is a spiritual, intellectual, historic underpinning that is completely fascinating. And it's something that is worth seeing. I know you're getting gobs of bus tours, groups of people who come. How many groups did you welcome in the last year?
Well, last year, Stephanie, we had over 800 coaches coming.
Wow.
And this year we're expecting more. So Northern Ireland is really on the up, and we are having the record year for the last 2 years of people visiting our part of the world. And you say, what better way than to go through the mountains of Mourne and go to Belfast the scenic way rather than just flying up the freeway?
Yeah, for sure. And from Dublin, it's what, 2 hours?
2 hours, yeah.
Yeah. And again, you can get there by train, you can get there by rental car, you can get there. There are tours that you can hop on for the day or an overnight and get yourself up and back from, if you're in Dublin. Certainly a worthwhile visit. We're going to take a break and come back to dive into everything else. Don't leave me.
They asked me, was I hired and wages I required to lie? Was almost tired of the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the
hare. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street, between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am thrilled, truly thrilled, to have Dr. Tim Campbell, the executive director of the St. Patrick Center in Downpatrick, County Down, Northern Ireland, with me. Let's first do a walkthrough of what is the experience. Why should people come to the only permanent exhibit memorializing the life and works of Patrick in the world? And explain what the exhibit is all about and the experience there, and what is in the shadow of the St. Patrick Center that people would want to stop and visit.
Okay, well, let me start by saying, how can anyone visit Ireland and not find out about St. Patrick? 6.5 million people around the world are celebrating St. Patrick every year. So whenever they go to Ireland, we want them to find out what they're celebrating. So we're the only permanent exhibition, as you say, which tells the story of Ireland's patron saint.
Now, hang on just a second there. When you were doing your presentation last night, and it was so well done, I know I interrupted a couple of times to insert a couple of things, and I didn't want to interrupt again, but I'm going to do it now. One of the places where St. Patrick's Day is celebrated is in Israel. And the celebration of St. Patrick's Day in Israel, do you know how that began?
No.
Oh, you're in for a treat. Chaim Herzog was one of the sons, one of the children of Rabbi Herzog. I want to say his name was Isaac, but I check that for the moment. I'm fuzzy. He was a rabbi in Belfast. His children were born there. They were all Irish. In 1919... he moved the family from Belfast to Dublin, and he became the chief rabbi of Ireland based in Dublin. Chaim, at some point in his life, as the Hebrew expression describes, made Aliyah. Aliyah is going off to Israel to study, to learn, to be. Fell in love with the place, decided to stay, became president. But this was an Irishman with an Irish accent, nice Jewish boy. Became president of Israel and introduced the celebration of St. Patrick's Day to the country. So isn't that a nice story?
My goodness.
Yeah. So now we can move on. And by the way, yes, there is a kosher butcher in Dublin, and there is a thriving Jewish congregation on, I don't remember the name of the street where the Irish Jewish Museum is, but you can go to sabrams.com, put in Irish Jewish Museum. You'll get an interview I did with their manager, Howard Freeman. And on the first, they've just bought the two buildings next door. It's a row of townhouses in Dublin. And they expanded the museum. Upstairs is a synagogue that any Shabbat, any Friday night, Saturday morning, holidays, evenings when people congregate for minyan, for evening prayers, you will find the local Jewish community there worshiping. It's the same street. When you leave the Irish Jewish Museum in Dublin, you make a right turn. You walk down about three houses. They're row houses, attached houses. So when I was there, two of them were the Irish Jewish Museum. I understand that he bought the next two and broke through the interior walls to expand the museum. You continue walking to the left, and you get down about two, three houses on the right, the same side of the street. There's a brass plaque outside one of the doors that says the actor Barry Fitzgerald. And then under it, that was his stage name. They have his, whatever his real name was at birth. I don't remember what it was. But the actor Barry Fitzgerald was born and lived in this house. Isn't that cool?
Amazing.
Yeah. So two good reasons to go and visit that street. So you were talking about from Belfast.
So the St. Patrick Centre, therefore, is located in Downpatrick. We are situated, everything in Downpatrick, you have to understand, is named after St. Patrick, because within a mile of where we are, we have so many sites associated with Ireland's patron saint. All the schools are named after St. Patrick, the streets are named after St. Patrick, and we are located in the main street just at St. Patrick's Square. So you go into the building, which is a big glass-fronted building. It's a beautiful stone structure, which recedes into the hillside, and it's built in a very special place. It was called St. Patrick's Mount, or we modern day call it the Cathedral Hill, because that is the place, the very site where St. Patrick was buried on the top of that hill. So we take you literally underground. It's such a historic site. So you go into the St. Patrick Centre, and it's wonderful slate floor. It's a beautiful glass atrium as you go in. And we have a number of different facilities in the centre. We've got a wonderful gift shop. We have a little cafe, which is run by young people with learning disabilities, because part of our ethos is to bring people together irrespective of their faith, politics or ability. The centre itself is a charity. We have a little art gallery where you can go and see some of the local community the pieces of art. We have a community garden at the rear of the centre. But the main thing to do really is to go in and see the exhibition. And the exhibition starts off by telling you the story of St. Patrick. Now, I was involved in putting the story of St. Patrick together. And whenever we did it, we wanted to get away from this idea of snakes and shamrocks and green beer. And whenever we looked at the story of Patrick, and I was a historical consultant, we realised that actually Patrick tells his own story. We are able to look at the story of St. Patrick through two pieces of work, through his confession, which was written around, say the middle of the 400s, and a letter to the soldiers of someone called Caroticus, who was killing his
converts. I'm going to learn to say that word.
Caroticus, yeah.
I usually say a letter from to the soldiers that I can't pronounce. Caroticus. Have I got it?
You got it.
Okay.
So we take you back in a time bridge. We go back and we show many, huge video presentations of what life was like in Patrick's time. But the main thread of it is that we take his voice. You're listening to a voice from the 400s. And we often say that if you think of archaeology is where you dig things up, history is where you write things down. And the history of Ireland, the written word begins with Patrick in his words that begin our exhibition, Ego Patricius Peccator Russicissimus. Those are the first words that were ever written down in Ireland.
And they mean?
It means, ego means I, Patrick, least of all the faithful, seen as rustic by many. So he starts to tell us a story, and what we do is we simply put a voice to the story, and we show video presentations to support what he's saying.
Where does the humility come from? Least of all the faithful.
Least of all the faithful.
That's a very powerful statement in terms of humility.
Yes, and if you read St. Patrick's confession, you can see that he's a very humble person, and he quotes
the scriptures
a lot.
Did he also have great doubts? I know in his early youth, when he was first brought to Ireland as a slave, having grown up at the back of the church that his father and grandfather were clerics, he had doubts and probably was the typical bored child being dragged off to sit through more than he wanted to sit through.
Absolutely. He says that himself. He said he's 16, he's bored, and that this was the reason that he was taken away, he felt, was because he didn't have any faith. So he was kidnapped.
So he thinks he was being punished.
He thought he was being punished. He
Got
was,
it.
Yeah. 16, kidnapped, brought to Ireland as a slave, because in those days he was part of the Roman Empire, probably lived in the southern part of Wales. He does tell us specifically where he lived, Banat a Berniai, but we're not terribly sure.
Where
is that
on the map?
We don't
right?
really know, you know, because all these Roman towns have disappeared. So he's kidnapped when he's 16 and brought to Ireland. Think Liam Neeson, because that's the northern part of Ireland, County Antrim, Slemish Mountain, where Liam is from. That is
gorgeous,
where,
gorgeous area.
That's where Patrick was a shepherd slave for 6 years. And this 16-year-old who doubted his faith, over the 6 years that he was a shepherd, then starts to pray. He starts to pray up to 100 times a day, which is not a conventional way of doing things. He's herding sheep, he's cold, he's lonely, and eventually he believes that God tells him to run away, that his ship has been made ready. So you follow this story as you go around the exhibition. You see the ship, the type of ship that he would have gone away in. We project actually on that particular bit onto the sail. So you go around, and now I have to say, delighted to say, that in the last number of years, we have also been able to add lots of different languages to the centre, so you can do it in different languages.
Great. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back talking with Dr. Tim Campbell about the life of Patrick and its display at the St. Patrick's Centre in Downpatrick. Something very engaging you need to visit. We'll be right back.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires, presents an unforgettable season of entertainment. This summer, Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in timeless classical masterpieces, highlighted by some of Leonard Bernstein's greatest works. Don't miss the Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to 2 children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It is thrilling to have Dr. Tim Campbell with me at our studio, Studio 35 at the beautiful Berkshire Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, the heart of the heart of Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts. You really must come and visit us. Isn't this county gorgeous?
It's just stunning.
Doesn't it remind you of places in Ireland?
It does, because it's rolling hills, but you've many more trees. In Ireland, we cut down most of our trees.
No, we didn't. Let's make it clear now who cut down the trees.
Well, probably during the sort of the plantation in the 17th century.
Thank you very much. And the trees were cut down so that what we consider the UK didn't need to be deforested. So Ireland was the backyard lumberyard for the Brits. And but there were some concerted efforts to go in and create forests. I mean, you drive through certain areas and you've got all these big, tall pine trees that are all lined up in neat little rows. Yes. And there are, you know, thousands of them as you know, it looks like somebody with a bad hair transplant, you know, with the plugs. You know, you see all the trees like corn stalks, you know, yeah. Line, and they're huge trees. And many of them over 100 feet tall. I mean, it's beautiful when you approach it. But
yeah, we've got lots of lumber. Really, it's grown for lumber because on the top of the moorland and the bogs, there's really not much else you can grow, and it provides protection for sheep and things like that. But here, it is rolling. It is beautiful. You've got the lakes, but you've got one thing that we don't have, and that is the weather. We've got, you know, beautiful weather here. Generally back home, rain is always in the forecast. It's either just rained, it's raining, or it's just about to rain. Those are the three states of play.
Well, you know, and you know, there's some, you know, truth to that. Often when it rains, it's more like a heavy mist.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even put your hood on or open an umbrella. There's the, you know, the downpour on occasion. But very much like Berkshire County, where we live in western Massachusetts, we'll have four seasons in one day.
Yeah.
And we might have an amazing downpour. And when it ends, the sky is blue, the sun is out. You can't believe that this is the same day that was 10 minutes ago. And Ireland is like that. But I don't know. The Irish people have this amazing guilt about the weather and talk it up like it's the worst thing in the world. I have to tell you, this year will be a great year because this is a four-time visit Ireland year. That's the best. Because we were there in January, we were there in May, we'll be there in October, we'll be there in December. Not bad. That's a good year.
That's pretty good.
That is a solidly good year. But you look at the map of Europe. I mean, when we're there and we're watching the weather as part of news on TV, you'll see whatever is sweeping in from Iceland, you know, it sweeps across Ireland, sweeps across the UK, goes into France, goes into Germany. It's the same weather. It keeps rolling. None of those other places talk about, gee, they get rain too. Woody Allen did a whole movie, Midnight in Paris. All it did was rain. And so, and there are people that I have met. And the reason I bring it up is there are people I've met who say, you know, why would I want to go to a place that rains all the time? But it doesn't really rain all the time. And, you know, it might rain part of the day. That's what keeps all the grass green. And by the way, you ever go to St. Lucia? It is gorgeous in St. Lucia. Lush, green, beautiful. You know how it stays that way? It rains. There's no way you could go out there and water all those plants. And so we were in Barbados for a week a couple of years ago. And it rained, but conveniently, it rained every night from about 1 or 2 in the morning. We were awakened by the sound of the rain on the rooftop. It rained like from 1 to 4, 2 to 5, and the rest of the day was clear and gorgeous. I mean, what... That was really good planning on the part of the tourist board. Get it to rain in the middle of the night. But there are some destinations like Bermuda. If it rains, you go to Bermuda and it rains for 2-3 days in a row, the management of the hotel will pass out guns and the guests can play. The first day they talk to one another. The second day they play bridge. And the third day they play Russian roulette and shoot one another. Because there's nothing to do. Mm. It's an outdoor place.
Yeah.
The things to do for sightseeing are extremely limited. In Ireland, if you have a rainy spout, so what? You know, you go someplace like Titanic Belfast. You go to St. Patrick's Center. There are so many places to explore that are indoors. By the time you come out,
yeah,
it's blown away and it's moved eastward. It's in France now.
I have to say that we are a good indoor destination. The other thing that is good about Ireland is, and this is something that people don't think about a lot, but I know you do because you come in the wintertime, is that we don't get snow or very little snow. So it's a great destination to come during the wintertime, autumn and winter, and spring particularly is beautiful.
You know, when I was getting out of the car here at the Crowne Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, to come to my studio and meet you in the lobby of the hotel, because guests when staying in the Berkshires, we sort out to stay here at the Crowne Plaza Hotel.
Beautiful hotel.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Lovely. I was getting out of the car, and I got a call from the executive director of the town we live in, who had three things on his mind he wanted to chat with me about. And one of the three things was he'd like to go to Ireland next spring.
Mm-hmm.
And I suggested that maybe he wanted to go in March, go over a few days before St. Patrick's Day, before the airfare goes up, because the closer you get to St. Patrick's Day, the more expensive it is to get there. Come over a few days, like not later than maybe the 13th or 12th of March, and then fly out the 20th or later, and you'll catch the windows of, you know, still shoulder season, really good airfares. And he wondered about, you know, what would it be like there in March? And I said, it'll be like the tulips will be in bloom, the pansies will be in bloom, the hyacinths will be in bloom, and the palm trees that are not planted in pots and brought into people's homes, that are in the ground year-round,
yes,
palm trees, people, will bloom year-round, December, January, February. You know, we go every December, January, and you're going to experience weather that's somewhere between I'm going to say 40 degrees and 65 degrees in December, January. In March, it's going to be somewhere between 50 and 70.
Yeah. And my daffodils, Stephanie, come out before Christmas. Do you believe that?
I do, because I see them when we travel, and I'm always running up to some, you know, little garden or potted plants somewhere, you know, taking photos to say, look, people, you know, we've run out of time. We have run out of time. We have come to the end of this hour. My goodness. And we didn't even get to the St. Patrick Trail from Armagh to Downpatrick. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put that up in my blog at sabrams.com/blog so everybody can see it. And you have that nice big trail that'll lead you to Downpatrick. Thank you so much for making time to come and visit us and to be here in our studio.
Thank you for having me. It's a
beautiful Dr. Tim Campbell, stay with me, everybody. More to come. 2 more hours to come. This is Stephanie Abrams. I'm a flying eye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.